Let me ask you this, the place where you hang up your clothes, you call that the...
Closet.
Now, in the days before people had those things built in to the house, was there ever a great big piece that could be moved around if you had to, where you could hang your clothes that you know of?
I know what you're talking about, but I haven't, you know, not that I've heard referred to.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard people call that that sort of thing either a clothes press or a wardrobe or something like
wardrobe
that?
Wardrobe is for me.
Well, getting back to other terms for chest of drawers, what about something like a chiffarobe or a chiffonier? Have you ever heard those used in referring to something like that?
No, not in common language of the people
yeah.
of the area.
Yeah, I see. So mostly it's just plain old chest of drawers.
Right.
I see. And all of these things that we've been talking about, like the couch and the chair and the chest of drawers, the collective term for all that, you'd say you got a lot of
furniture. Yeah.
And say, in your house, those things that you can adjust or pull or draw or whatever to shut out the light over the window, you would call those?
Either curtains or shades.
Are they curtains and shades? Is that the same thing?
No. They're the, Venetian blinds and shades are sometimes referred to interchangeably, but the curtains would be, you know, a cloth drapes or material, where the shades would be either a wooden or a plastic material to shut out the light. That shades have a more pragmatic purpose and curtains more decorative.
I see. And the Venetian blinds are the things that are adjustable.
Right. Yeah, you know, metal and cords running through them.
Now, did any one of those terms that you mentioned fit the description of the thing, you know, that's on rollers and you can pull down? You know, it'll go back
that's,
up, roll it.
That would be a shade.
Up. That would be a shade.
Yeah, be one form of shade.
I see. Or another place in the house, you know, in a lot of houses, it's right underneath the top of the house. You might get up a climb up a ladder to get there. Usually a lot of stuff stored up in that area.
Oh, the attic?
They call that the attic. You ever heard people call that by any other name?
No, not.
Like maybe the garret of the loft or something like that?
No, not in the house.
Yeah, mostly just the attic. And you said the place in the house where you cooked your meals, that would be the
kitchen.
Have you ever seen any houses around Sinton that were constructed so the kitchen was away from the main part of the house? You know, it wasn't
not that would be a part of my immediate experience.
Yeah.
When the time Sinton was becoming a settlement at the turn of the century, the kitchen was a part of the everyday life. It was where people could be together it was eating and living was brought together.
Have you ever heard people use the term summer kitchen or anything like that?
No, that really didn't reach that far down into.
First, say you're talking about the kitchen, a little room that might be right off the kitchen where a woman might keep cans.
Pantry.
That would be the pantry. I see. Or say, if you had a lot of old, worthless things that really weren't any good to you anymore, maybe like a broken down chair or something like that, but you just didn't want to get rid of, say you had a lot of old lying around.
Junk.